There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Sunday.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves return to Allstate Arena on Wednesday versus Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. The Blackhawks skate at the Jets tonight. The Hawks are 0-3 this year against Winnipeg. They've been outscored 10-3 in those games, 0-6 on the power play. Corey Crawford starts in net. Dan Carcillo will play. Joakim Nordstrom will not. Christopher Stieg could be back for the team as early as next week. The Bulls look to end a three-game losing streak tomorrow when they play at New Orleans. Bulls trail the Cavs by half a game in the Central. Cleveland has now won 12 games in a row.
That's exactly how we want to play. We want to, you know, like I said, when the ball moves, we're a better team. We're a much better team. Everyone feels in a good rhythm, and it was good. It was a very, very good win for us.
That's a LeBron James. He plays for the Cavaliers. He was their free agent pickup, the guy that came from Miami, the Miami Heat. That's who that is. The Bulls host the Cavs on February 12th. That's, right around the corner. The Bears have hired Stan Drayton as their running backs coach. He comes from the Ohio State University. So here's some info on what the NFL wants from the city of Chicago for hosting the NFL draft. They want free parking at draft venues for NFL big shots. They want Congress Parkway closed between Michigan and Wabash for 3 weeks. The draft begins April 30th at Roosevelt University's Auditorium Theater. The Cubs avoid arbitration with Pedro Strop with a $2.2 million deal for 2015. And there's some golf going on. It's the Farmer Insurance Open out in Torrey Pines. And your current leaders right now, there's two of them. They're tied at the top of the leaderboard. It's Harris English and Jonathan Vegas to you. They're both 8-under. They have a one-shot lead over Nicholas Thompson. That's the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines. Remember, Tiger's not playing. He withdrew yesterday with a week back. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Casty Tire and Service. Visit castytire.com. It happened about a week ago, that week back for him. Tiger Woods is hurt.
What is this?
Just updating people on Tiger Woods. People are concerned about Tiger Woods. Are you familiar, Terry, with Johnny Vegas, the golfer?
No. Yeah. I do not know Johnny Vegas.
You should check him out. Jonathan Vegas, one of the leaders right now.
Not Camilo Villegas.
No, Johnny Vegas.
I thought like Camilo made himself Americanized or something. Yep, no. Changed his name. Okay.
Johnny Vegas. And the winner of last week's Waste Management Phoenix Open, Brooks Koepka. He's only two shots off the leader.
I don't know who that is.
Brooks Koepka.
Yeah, he won last week at Phoenix.
I know. I still don't know.
Another one of these young hotshots unfazed by the massive drives of Tiger.
Okay. I smell a remote broadcast for this show next year, Waste Management Phoenix Open. Huh? What do you guys think?
Well, how many,
anybody?
Hello? How many trips
are we
you
going everywhere?
Make?
I say we go to every major sporting event next year. Did you guys know that Toyota has 6 SUVs and crossovers to choose from? No matter what the weather or whatever your style, Toyota's got you covered. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Boars and Bernstein.
On Skyrocket.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's good to skyrocket. 303 Chicago Sports Radio 67 The Score. Boris and Bernstein look forward to Friday fun at 4 o'clock, something we haven't done in a while. Ask us anything. Whew. This might be the week for it. This just might be the week for it because this has been, between Tim Beckman and other things, this has been quite a deal.
Now, I'll ask you this, too. Did you hear Brandon Marshall on Inside the NFL?
I did not.
Well,
I ignored him.
I'm confused.
Okay, what did he say?
Because they were talking about Jay Cutler.
Okay.
And they asked his opinion on Jay Cutler, and he refused to give it.
You got to get Jay to watch those quarterback highlights that we were showing that Mike was talking
Whoa.
About. I think he might be one of the quarterbacks that need to see that. Just the positiveness about those guys, you know?
Listen, right now you guys are trying to talk about football. I'm still in party mode, you know. look at the color of my jacket. Only in L.A. can you pass with this right now.
We don't even talk about it. This is the guy who said, I would also have buyer's remorse about paying Jay Cutler.
Yeah, that wasn't exactly a rousing vote of confidence, was it?
I'd have buyer's remorse, too. And now he won't even, he refuses to talk. Oh, I'm in party mode.
Well, I'm still in party mode. You know.
It's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's not. How do you feel about Jay Cutler now? All of a sudden, now you don't have any feelings about him?
Nothing good.
You had nothing to say now.
Right?
You had something to say before. You had buyer's remorse. Now he's got nothing to say.
Nothing.
Okay. All right, fine.
Had a chance to clear the air a little bit there, didn't he?
Right. Here's your opportunity. Here's what I said. Here's how I felt at the time. Here's what I feel now.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Well, I'm still in party mode, you know.
Is that funny?
No, it's not. Chris in Palos Heights is on the score.
Hey, guys. Hey, I wanted to call and ask about the Jermaine Curse, I think is his name, catch at the end of the Super Bowl. You know, Butler makes a play on the ball, and then the Patriots safety comes across and jumps over Curse, who's, like, essentially laying helplessly on the ground. Do you think the safety can hit that guy in a game like that without getting an unnecessary roughness flag? And how are defenses supposed to handle situations like that where here's Curse, who eventually makes the play in the biggest game of the year, but, you know, the safety essentially did the right thing in jumping over him even though the ball was still in play. You know, should the NFL do anything about that, or what could they do?
No.
You don't think that the safety would have made a good play by hitting Curse while he's down? I mean, Curse did end up catching that ball.
It's a freak play. You can just grab the ball. Play the ball. You don't have to hit a guy.
Yeah, I think the safety. Obviously he didn't
see it. It's a freak play. There's no reason to snap into action for legislation over a freak play.
No.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. No, and you don't want them jumping on people that are down. I don't think you want that.
No.
It's bad enough as it is.
No, you play to the whistle, and the ball was in play, and you're allowed to play the ball.
He never saw that. I don't think he went past it so fast. I don't think he saw that.
Right.
And you're not allowed to just like pummel him. When he's down, he's down.
You can't pummel him
he's down.
On the rare chance that he'd accidentally be able to kick the ball to himself.
He's down.
Pat is in Indian Head Park and on the score.
Hey. What's up, guys?
Go ahead, Pat.
How do you feel about Jimmy Butler? If you look 5 years into the future of this organization, do you see Jimmy Butler as the face of this Chicago Bulls team? Roll Tide.
A turd has gotten in our back door, so to speak.
Whatever. All right, I was going to get to this, too. This is another story, another Bears-related story that's developing, having to do with how their new running backs coach left Ohio State. Have you heard about this?
No.
He was at Ohio State, and Stan Drayton left for the Bears job the day after National Signing Day. And apparently one of their recruits who decommitted from Michigan chose Ohio State, and Stan Drayton was the guy that recruited him. And then people are all up in arms that he left to take another job. And they're mad because there was an Ohio State beat writer that knew that Drayton might be taking the Bears job and didn't report it. Mm-hmm. So everybody's all angry about this. So I will just tell you this. Anybody, the buyer beware, recruit beware, anybody talking to you that's affiliated with a college could leave. At any time.
Yes.
Do not follow an individual. Any coach, anybody, that's on you. That's not some betrayal. It's just the way the business works. And as far as a reporter having some idea that the guy might leave, not every story is one that you're able to go with all the time. He's not necessarily protecting the program one way or the other. I would just say, once you're in that world, and that's going to be your life and your world, you can't worry about stuff like this. You can't worry about moral high ground in any of these things. Oh, look at this awful sleazy. Oh, come on. Aren't we past that?
We should be.
If you're a kid, you are just grist in the mill. That's all you are.
That's it.
And they can run you off, and if somebody shows up who's better, no matter what promises they've made, you're going to have a thick skin and be ready to get over it. Whether it's you, whether it's your kid, no matter who it is. But there was all kinds of righteous anger coming from people over how this guy left to take an NFL job. Why are you bothering to be mad about that? Because I'm not.
No.
There are things you can be mad at, but that's one where you say, oh, how dare he? Oh, come on. Please. Chris on the south side, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
I was thinking about something you said, Dan, you said at the end of yesterday's show about how the whole Bulls thing is just sad. And how, like, Derrick Rose used to be like a physical comp to Russell Westbrook, and look what he is now. Or that we're this dependent on Mike Dunleavy. That's sad, you know. And my second point is, given everything that happened to Greg Anthony and Warren Sapp, can we do something about Shaquille O'Neal? Because he's ruined the best sports show on TV. That's it, guys.
I didn't know where you were going with that, Chris, talking about those two guys.
You're right, though.
Yeah, he has.
It just is so bad. And, I mean, here's what, thank you, Chris. Here's what has happened, though. The show is so good, even though it's not as good with him. But it's so good, it survived him.
Right.
That's all it's done. It's survived that dope. I mean, if there would be a celebration if he was gone. That would be, I would attend that. It'd be great.
Whatever vibe that show has, whatever sort of crackling intellect that it can have when it's at its best, the unpredictability of smart, funny guys just saying stuff and being brutally honest. And Shaq has always seemed like it's a goof to him.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't add anything. He doesn't bring anything. Kenny and Charles arguing are fine. Do I need more?
I like when they go off base and start talking about stuff outside of basketball and making fun of each other and all that too.
Yeah, I just don't know why when everybody believes you're the best sports show, everybody believes you're the best. I don't know what you would call it.
A studio show.
Yeah, anywhere.
Yeah, the problem is that Shaq hasn't figured out the difference between silly and funny. And it's silly is not necessarily funny.
Yeah.
Those guys can be really funny sometimes.
He does make it difficult, though. God almighty. But he hasn't managed to ruin it. Somehow, they've still risen above that.
City of Fools is on the score.
They can get Chris Webber in there if they've got to have four people on that show. I like what Webber does when he's in there periodically. I'm still of the opinion that Derrick Rose is jaking it until the playoffs. I'm still of the opinion the Bulls are going to show up and be a way better team in the playoffs. I don't think they're as great as they were at the start of the season. I don't think they're as bad as they are now. I'm still overall of the opinion that the regular season doesn't mean much of anything. And I will believe that until the day I die. And I think that the Bulls are going to be way better come playoff time. I think Derrick is going to try at least to throw another switch. And you'll see him go into the hole a lot more. I think he's just—you talk about saving himself because of all his comments about after his career. I think he is saving himself for that stuff. Legitimately, he wouldn't have said it if he didn't believe it. But I really think he's saving himself for the playoffs. That's my opinion. And I don't know if the sum of their parts are still good enough to get into the Eastern Conference Finals. But I think they've got as good a shot as anybody else does.
See, I don't think that's true. I don't think they have as good a shot as anybody else.
No, they don't.
I know everybody's running to the Cavs bandwagon. I still think with a team that starts two defensive players like Kevin Love and his name's failing me, their point guard. I'm still not buying it. J.R. Smith is due for a combustion one of these days. I'm not there. I think Mozgov's a little overrated.
Not there
in my opinion.
Yeah, but he does what they want. You don't need Wilt there. You'd like to have Wilt there, but you don't need Wilt there on that team. You added what you needed. You don't need the greatest center who ever lived there. You just need some big dope like that to be there, and he's there. And Tristan Thompson's not a bad player now. So, I mean, if you're talking about says, look, something has made a difference here. Something has happened because they made a lot of changes on the fly. And I don't think J.R. Smith is going to combust. I don't. I do not think so. I don't think he's going to go off the reservation here with LeBron. I don't. I think he's smart enough to sense that, oh, wait a minute, this is pretty good. This is pretty good. And you know what? And they're letting him do what he always does. Why would he be mad?
Ed in Naperville, welcome to WSCR.
Hey, guys. Hey, in reference to Tiger, you know, when they got divorced, him and his wife, he made her sign a letter of confidentiality that she couldn't talk after the divorce, which tends me to believe that he was on HGH, steroids or something, because if not, what would he care? You know what I mean? After he got divorce or give her money.
Yeah, we pretty much know it. We know everything else.
Right.
She wasn't hiding the affairs because she was sitting there when he described his affairs. What was it, 123 women? Something like that when they sat in Arizona. Yeah, something like that.
But that really makes you very suspicious about that he made her sign that, because if anybody would know what he was doing, she would know exactly what he was doing. So.
Look, guys who know a hell of a lot more, and I'm not the world's greatest golf fan. I did enjoy watching Tiger on Sundays, but I guys who know and have done it for 35 years, 35 years or so.
He's doing
tell
math
me.
On his fingers.
Yeah, tell me that. So, I think they pretty much know what's going on the golf tour. It's some of it is not that difficult to figure out or find out. And Tiger, like you pointed out earlier, still has been caught once.
Tony and Wilmette, you're on WSCR, The Score.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Simply stated, man, it is so poor to assume that Joakim Noah and Pau Gasol have a future together. The real issue here is that one of them have to come off the bench, and it's going to be this simple. If Joakim Noah's coming off the bench, he'll play with a scorer like Mirotić. If it's going to be Powell coming off the bench, he's going to have to play with a defensive-minded big man. So what do you do with Taj? You get his butt out of there for a real defensive big man who doesn't mind coming off the bench. You've got wings for days. I don't care if you're not getting the production you want out of your wings.
You don't,
you got an injured guy.
You don't have wings.
You do have wings. No. I'll name them for you. Tony Snell.
Oh,
you
he have stinks.
Oh, you got a problem with Tony Snell? I'm sorry. This is what happened when you have an erratic coach who played 20 minutes one game, 2 minutes
Tony Snell's
the next.
Bad.
Shut up and let me finish talking.
Tony Snell is awful. He's please give me Tony Snell.
Wings for days. No, they need wings. They know they need wings.
Ladies and gentlemen, the first one we've had, a Tony Snell lover. I do not think we've faced a lot of them over the years. Oh, man, we've crossed paths with many of them. I loved odd people, but not Tony Snell.
I call sports to talk about sports. Tell me, what's your problem with Rose? Why are you hating on him?
That's that guy. That's angry, screaming Tony and Wilmette.
Yeah.
That guy spends his entire life screaming at people.
Apparently so.
I'd love to hear what's like the drive-thru.
Tell you what,
Shut up and give me my latte!
I would not want him.
Two equals!
Wouldn't want him general managing a basketball team, that's for sure.
Half calf, part skim, two equals! Shut up! Here's Javi and Glenn Ellen on The Score. What's up, Javi?
What's up, guys? Good afternoon.
Hey.
I just got a quick question for you guys. You know, Willie Mays, Mickey Mantle, they had over 20-year careers, and they were good their whole career. I know Mantle was hurt, but is it possible that someone like Woods could just lose all his talent? I mean, is he done for good? I mean, is golf a game where you just lose your talent? I'll hang up and listen, and you guys have a great show.
No, it is not. No, it is not. I mean, physical problems have plagued him for a while now. And then when he doesn't play, he gets worse and all the other stuff. But that's not, you know, just so much going on with him. You just are never sure what's right, what's wrong. But no, you can certainly play golf. I mean, Nicholas won the Masters when he was 46.
Correct. With the jumbo putter.
And Jim Furyk was really good last year at 44 or 45. He was around every major, if you noticed. He was not like some guy that was way back in the pack. He didn't win him, but he was right around. No, you don't have to be finished because you're 39, I think Tiger is. No.
No, unless your body is betraying you.
That's what it is.
That's half of it. But when you look at his short game, that's not misfiring glutes. That's the yips. That's not something in my brain isn't calibrated correctly kind of stuff. That's scary to a professional golfer, to a professional athlete, to see something like that when it's just not working. That's not his misfiring gluteal muscles.
His poor glutes.
We're Boers and Bernstein. We will do the second half in minutes, and then Friday Fung, 4 o'clock. Ask us anything on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
V
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Last night was the Clippers' worst night of the season. Blown out by Cleveland, five technicals, an ejection, and Chris Paul hearing sexism accusations after he drew a tee from first-year referee Lauren Holtkamp.
She said, and I said, why, And she gave me a text. That's ridiculous. Yeah. If that's the case, then this might not be for her.
Look, this is probably more about rookieism than sexism, but as safe, clean, and corporate as Chris Paul likes to play it, he probably should be a little more careful there. I doubt that it's a gender thing for him. I think it's a referee thing, and he thinks that she didn't do her job last night. But the bigger issue is him complaining about the officiating on a night when he shot 4 of 14. It's not the ref's fault you got killed on the boards and were down by 31 to start the fourth. And if you get blown out that badly, it doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman. You need to keep the referee's name out of your mouth. I'm Jim Rome.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now, we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With seven Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you. And get $100 off on your first visit.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Think you need to wait till the kids are grown and life settles down before you paint? Think again. We paint now with Behr Premium Plus Paint, only at the Home Depot, starting at $25.97 a gallon. It covers the colors of the past and lets future messes wipe right off. Let's stand up to what life throws at us and at our walls. Let's do this. Behr Premium Plus starting at $25.97 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Price may vary by store location, U.S. only. See store for details.
Taxes are complicated. Choosing a tax professional shouldn't be. A CPA, a certified public accountant, has the education, credentials, and experience which makes them uniquely qualified to serve you during tax season and year-round with financial advice to help your business grow. Choose wisely. Choose a CPA. To find a CPA in your area, visit icpas.org. Brought to you by the Illinois CPA Society.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
More than 300 radio stations from around the country.
Live and local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Did you know for less than $1 a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mail-R Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mail-R Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Only Mattress Professionals.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And we look forward to the second half in just a few moments. Boards of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Talking mostly about the Bulls of late. News, I saw it reported first by NBC Sports and then by Sporting News about Taj Gibson, and I, you know, I'm looking at it, and it just doesn't do much for me. There's not out there that anything I've seen that I can, you know, tangibly say, okay, this would be good. But that's talked a little bit about that, and just you in general about the Bulls, and Derek in particular has not been good. And if he's waiting to turn it on in the playoffs, he's been very effective at waiting. I'll tell you that.
Well, he's got graduations and meetings.
That's correct. That's correct. That's what he's got.
John and Schaumburg, you're on the Score. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you guys? I am a PGA member. I'm not a tour player, but I'm like a club pro teacher. I just wanted to weigh in on the Tiger Woods thing. Basically, if you look at all the highlights of Tiger when he was in his prime, it's really not about driving and his iron shots so much. It was his putts, putting, short game, that type of thing. You know, a gimme to him was a 10-footer back in the day. Now he can't make a four-footer. So basically, you know, you were right on. I think he's done. I don't think that never comes back. You guys are old enough to remember Tom Watson. He kind of lost it there at the end of his career, even though he was probably a better ball striker towards the end of his career. But then, once your putting goes.
But then at 60, he was able to almost win the British Open.
Yeah, right there at the British Open.
Right, because he actually did putt fairly well or above his head.
But they didn't change courses because Tiger could putt.
No.
However, what John's saying, there is some truth to that. The short game, you know, drive for show, putt for dough, right? And this is kind of what we're seeing, is that what used to be, when he used to be anything inside of 15, he would knock down. And people would just say, oh, well, forget it. That's yours, pick it up, you know?
Here's an interesting stat. In 2001, he averaged 305 yards off the tee. He was third. In 2011, he averaged 305 yards off the tee. He was 53rd. So everybody has caught up to him, and you were talking about the intimidation factor.
Yeah.
There is none. These guys have all caught him. The courses, they were almost designing the golf courses for him, where he was, you know, separated from the field. Now he's come back to the field.
I just
don't see him coming out of this as he ages and then his health problems. I think he's done. He continually plays golf courses, if you watch, that he is always won at. That's really all he plays. He doesn't play any new golf courses anymore. And if he starts not succeeding at these golf courses, you know, he's going to win some tour events, but I think it's going to be really, really tough for him to win any majors from this point on.
Wasn't Torrey Pines his home course?
Yeah, we won eight times there, I think.
Right. That's his favorite place in the world.
Yep.
And he bogeys the first hole.
Yeah. He does not play any new golf courses, new venues. If you look at all the golf courses he plays, it's all ones that he's continued to play and done very well at.
Okay. Interesting. Thanks, John.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I don't, you know, well, physically, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. It just seems like he can't stay in one piece. And his game is awful besides, but he can't stay in any kind of shape for too long because it's one thing or the other now with him. But it's been a back for a while now, and I mean, I think at 39, you would not believe at 39 that Tiger Woods would be where he is. You would not believe that. But he's on the verge. I mean, everybody's gotten so much better. It's all of it's better than even when it wasn't when he started. I don't know. If you love Tiger on Sundays, good luck.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. The guys like you, if you loved him.
I know, waiting to see that red shirt and the black hat and just know that you were going to have a day in front of the TV watching
something. Oh, boy, he gave us
something,
didn't he?
That whether he was chasing somebody or whether he was trying to build a lead or hold a lead, that was whether he's on one leg or no legs, he always gave us some great Sundays. And I'm afraid that those days are over, and it might be time to find yourself a Billy Horschel or a Brooks Koepka and try to fall in love. Or was it Russell Henley? Is that Rosner's guy? You know, there's always seems to be
Rosner. So many guys.
That next guy who shows up. But we have the second half, and we're a half hour away from Friday Funk.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves return to Allstate Arena on Wednesday versus Milwaukee in an Amtrak rivalry game. The Blackhawks skate at the Jets tonight. Hawks are 0-3 this year against Winnipeg. They've been outscored 10-3, 0-6 in the power play in those games. Corey Crawford starts in net. Dan Carcillo will play. Joakim Nordstrom will not. Christopher Stieg could be back as early as next week. The Bulls look to end a three-game losing streak tomorrow when they play at New Orleans. Now, the Bulls trail the Cavs by half a game in the Central. Cleveland has won 12 games in a row. The Bears hired Stan Drayton as their running backs coach from The Ohio State University. So here's some info on what the NFL wants from the city for hosting the draft. They want free parking at draft venues for NFL big shots. They want Congress Parkway closed between Michigan and Wabash for 3 weeks. I also want Roger Goodell, Mayor Rahm, that's what I call him, Mayor Rahm, to personally drape him in 1,000 thread count solid Egyptian cotton sheets while he's here. And the draft begins April 30th at Roosevelt University's Auditorium Theater, and we'll all be there as a show. The Cubs avoid arbitration with Pedro Strop with a $2.2 million deal for 2015. PGA Play, Farmer Insurance Open, and Torrey Pines are leaders right now. Co-leaders Harish English and Nicholas Thompson at 8-under. Johnny Vegas dropped a stroke. He's a 7-under now. You know the big story, though, of the Farmers Insurance Open was the Tiger withdrew yesterday. It's the third time that he's withdrawn in his last 8 starts.
My glutes are shutting off, and then they don't activate, and then hence, you know, it goes into my lower back. So I tried to activate my glutes as best I could in between, but they never stayed activated.
I'm thinking he might need a gluten-free diet. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. I want to personally invite all of you, each and every one of you listening to this broadcast, and your friends and family, out to Mickey Finn's in Libertyville next Friday. I'll be broadcasting live from 1 to 6 p.m., and you can stop by for a chance to win great prizes, and Dan will be there too. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The second half.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
And it's brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
We talked about Tiger Woods. We talked about the Clippers' odd behavior and Chris Paul's unfortunate comments. Talked about the possible trade of Taj Gibson or what the Bulls might have to do. And a little bit also about Brandon Marshall on Inside the NFL after his strong thoughts about Jay Cutler at the end of last season, saying he'd have buyer's remorse as far as giving Cutler that big contract. Now it comes up. He's asked about him directly, and he refuses to even comment on it. Says he can't talk about football because he's still in party mode. Okay.
Well, I know this is probably good news for you because you're one of his people, and a lot of people really like it. And because of the fact that Greg Anthony is obviously not going to make this year's Final Four. Although CBS did not fire him, right? Unlike Sapp, who was fired, CBS did not fire Greg Anthony, right? Because your Final Four team, Jim Nance, Bill Raftery, and Grant Hill. Boy, am I screwed. Man, Oh boy.
I like Raftery.
I know. I hate him, and I've got nothing but grief now. One of my favorite nights of the year, and I got nothing but crap on a stick with that dude. And is Granny Hill any good? I haven't heard a lot of him. Should be.
Yeah, he's smart and he sounds good. I don't know that he's had a memorable opinion yet, though.
Okay. Well, I'll wait.
All right, we predicted that this would happen, but it looks like at some point soon the Joe Paterno statue is being put back up because boys get unraped, probably, mm-hmm. and a time apparently can mean that nobody did anything wrong despite what has already been officially entered into the records as sworn testimony
right.
about what was done and what was not done. So PennLive.com asked this question of its readers. Should Joe Paterno's statue be restored at Beaver Stadium? Okay.
Yep.
Here are the possible answers you can select. No way. Removing it was a justified act of contrition that said Paterno didn't do enough to protect children from Sandusky. The other answer is absolutely. Taking it down was a panicked overreaction that disrespected an honorable man.
Oh boy.
And then there's other. So I'm going to ask you. What percentage of respondents do you believe responded when should Joe Paterno's statue be restored said absolutely taking it down was a panicked overreaction that disrespected an honorable man?
65%.
80% of the 1,249 respondents to this point, 80% have said absolutely taking down the statue of him was a panicked overreaction that disrespected an honorable man. That is the opinion of 80%. Now, I just put this in my Twitter timeline. I sent this out because I don't know where this is circulating. I want to see what happens when this gets a little bit more national circulation. Maybe people want to answer it. You can go to @Dan_Bernstein if you want to see the link to this particular poll. Because it was at 83 before I sent it out. It's now still at 80. But I would just like to see if maybe when the actual sane part of the world outside of central Pennsylvania can have a say in this. It's certainly not official or binding or anything like that. But this is absolutely terrifying. And meanwhile, the poor athletic director, Sandy Barber, who initially had said that everybody celebrating 409 and putting the stickers on the hockey helmets and all that was an insult to victims.
Right.
She got so slapped down by the Joe Bots that she feared for her job and immediately came around and said, oh, well, yes, of course, it means a lot more than football wins. And Joe was great, and anything in the future, we'll have to see what happens. She was so slapped around by the Joe Bots, she was terrified and had to change her tune in a second. It was awful.
Interesting enough, on National Signing Day, while, they were getting by consensus, I think by many, the best quarterback in the country, I think a kid who's never lost a game, Kevin Sumlin, oh boy, remember when he was up for the Illinois job? Remember when there was that brief rumor? Boy. Anyway, he actually says that he didn't do a very good job with Johnny Manziel, that he should have done more for him. There's a lot of things that happen as a coach that you draw experiences from and you're able to handle a little bit better. And there's some situations that come up that you really haven't been through. Certainly, there are things that we put in place that we did with Johnny that we were able to help him. And there's certainly some things that we feel like we could have done better. I support him. His family supports him. We support the family.
What could he have done better?
He doesn't say.
Oh, well, see, that's obviously the follow-up there. What would you have done differently?
He did not answer what he could have done better. But I think, I mean, to be honest with you, I don't think to be, it's a nice thing for him to take, we didn't do a good job with him, but I don't think it would have done any good. No,
well, until I know exactly what he's talking about, I can't really have a thought. I don't know.
Well, what are you going to do?
Check him into rehab, maybe? I mean, if he's talking like that, then maybe he had to confront an alcohol or drugs issue earlier.
Yeah, I think he did have to confront that.
Yeah, but that might be something that would actually have made a difference. All right, keep an eye on this. File this away in something to remember this news story from the New York Times. The family of a football player who committed suicide and was later found to have chronic traumatic encephalopathy has sued the youth league Pop Warner, claiming that it failed to warn players about and protect them from the dangers of head trauma. The lawsuit was filed Thursday in federal court in Wisconsin, seeks at least $5 million in punitive damages for the death of the player, Joseph Chernock, who killed himself in 2012 at age 25. The estate said that Pop Warner, quote, knew or should have known that tackle football was dangerous for children and exposed children to head injuries. The complaint said Pop Warner failed to train coaches properly, did not use the safest helmets, did not teach players how to wear their helmets properly, did not limit the amount of hitting in practice, and that they failed to follow concussion protocols published by medical professionals as early as 1997. The lawsuit claims Pop Warner's conduct was deliberate, an actual disregard of the plaintiff's right to safety, health, or life, sufficiently aggravated to warrant punishment by punitive damages. Now, if a court ruled against Pop Warner, insurers could potentially increase their premiums to offset legal risks, and smaller leagues would have a hard time paying for more expensive coverage. The lawyer representing the estate says the most significant thing we're doing is telling the courts that strict liability should apply. It would establish remarkable precedent that would change youth football, because I don't think anyone would insure you if strict liability applied. And a spokesman for Pop Warner declined to comment. I would just say, watch this one.
That's second half. We do it every damn day. We always ask you what you think of this or that, or the other things we've discussed, which include a lot of Tiger Woods, a lot of the Bulls dilemma. 312-644-6767. Top of the hour. We will do Friday Fung. We haven't done this in a while, and we always do it with some trepidation. But it's Ask Us Anything at the top of the hour. Boards and Birds, St. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Katy Perry.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to digital exclusives, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best. Hear what you've been missing at Play.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
The best vineyards are charging because sometimes they make a little too much. And that's when Cameron Hughes enters the picture as a wine negociant. He knows where the best wines are and he buys up the excess. He bottles it, puts his name and a lot number on it, and makes it available to you. And in a special deal that we worked out for Boers and Bernstein listeners, I was actually joking when we talked about it over dinner. And he said, what would people respond to? And I said, well, free shipping. And he kind of laughed. He said, okay, let's try it. And we did try it, and it's been so terrific for everybody involved. We've got it for you again. These are exceptional wines at tremendous prices. Talking about $100 wines for $29, $70 wines for $20. Here's another example for you. Lot 464, Lodi Old Vine Zinfandel. All the best Zins come from Lodi, and these are these lush, dark berry notes, smoke, spicy aromas, the dark fruit, the little bit of licorice on the back end. This wine was the Long Beach Grand Cru medal winner, San Francisco International Wine Competition medal winner, and it's $13. So instead of spending what you've been spending for something at the grocery store, next time you're going to smoke a slab of ribs and you want that ideal old vines in, it'll already be on your rack because you've gotten it from chwine.com and you used my code Dan, D-A-N, free shipping. Get that case put together. Don't forget this, Lot 464. Go to chwine.com. Click the microphone in the upper left corner. Enter the code Dan. It's easy. It's only three letters. Even you can spell it, D-A-N. Save a ton of money on shipping. Get fantastic wine delivered right to you. chwine.com. Go to the microphone. Enter Dan. And don't wait. Try this now. It's amazing. And this free shipping offer is not going to last.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch. I'm not hungry.
Grandma's making it.
Okay.
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Last.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
PR.com today.
Share the experience and excitement of Northwestern football, Chicago's Big Ten team, with family and friends this season.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all of my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling, and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
From now on, cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-500-5236. That's 1-800-500-5236. 1-800-500-5236. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Radio stations from around the country.
Live and local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACM.
The Granny Goes Too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
The destination.
A lot of speculation about how good we can be and how good we are. And teams take pride in that, trying to beat us, try to see how far they can go. And we just got to learn from it. That's the only thing. Like today, we got humbled. Got to look forward to playing.
That's a lot of humbling, Taj. There's too much humbling. Not enough anything else. But, I mean, I don't know if that's really. We talked about Taj Gibson before because he's rumored to be on the trade block, and there's several teams that would be interested, but what they're interested in giving back, I don't think does the Bulls any good, at least what I've seen. Again, Torres and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Also, want to say congratulations to The Score's Mark Grody, who is going to be the pregame, postgame guy for Cubs baseball. I read that earlier today that they got something like 400 applications for that job, and Grotes ends up taking that big prize. So he'll be doing some other things, perhaps opening up some anchoring and hosting opportunities for somebody else on these airwaves as well. But
he said it.
What I think is really cool about it is, you know, my whole issue with Cubs on the radio for the longest time is how sort of old fashioned and homespun and fusty it's been. And I think this hire changes that, because he's edgy and funny
in a different way, and it's not the same just sort of old fashioned WGN thing. I think I was surprised because I knew that he was one of the guys who was under consideration, and my thought was actually they wouldn't make that hire because they don't want that kind of edge or that kind of sense of humor, and I'm really happy to see that they're confidently going in that direction.
Yeah, I'm glad he's a good guy, and that's a terrific job. And I agree, it won't sound like it used to.
Right, that's good.
It's perfect.
It's good. Why not? You know.
And speaking of the Cubs, and this I did not know. Put it. I'm not good at this stuff. Figuring out when. But did you know the last time the Cubs won a World Series in 1908, Geronimo was still alive?
That's just so Cub.
Is that so Cub or what? Come on, give it up.
Of all names you put, Geronimo. It actually was. He was at the game. He was a huge fan. We're here with Geronimo. Come in.
He sang the stretch.
Yes, right.
Just telling you.
Now, singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game." Please welcome Geronimo.
Geronimo, what's your next project?
Well, we're working on a couple things here, but you know, it's just kind of a thing I do for luck. I don't like to mention it until it's actually out because sometimes I end up on the cutting room floor. You know how that goes.
Oh man, yeah, I thought, man, now that's something you don't think of every day. I did not realize that. I'm not much of a guy. I can't put years together particularly well, but 1908, still alive. Geronimo.
I'm just seeing the game. He's got the cargo shorts and flip-flops on. He's got a visor on upside down and backwards.
Remember those days they were tied to the game.
Not Geronimo.
No.
Not Geronimo. He was too busy killing Mexicans.
You're right. Big fan.
Huge fan.
Huge fan of the Cubs.
Please welcome leader of the Apaches. All right, Cub fans. Let's get some runs.
And the funny thing, they could have done it. They could have done this. He could have done this. There.
He died in 1909.
Yep.
1829 to 1909. Where did you find that?
I saw it in the story the other day. This is talking about people who are alive. The only one I caught, Florence Nightingale, Mark Twain. But then when I saw Geronimo, my day was made.
He had a lot of wives. Wow. But they all sound like Lovecraft monsters. Alope, Ty-Oz, Slath, Chi-Hash-Kish, Nanatha, Ftith, Zilya, Shegha, Shischa, She, Lutada, and Azul were all his wives. Wow, just making them up. I'm sorry if my
and an early my, Kardashian.
Yeah, pardon my Apache.
An early Kardashian.
It's rusty.
Anyway, so he went in Geronimo. If you asked him, could have actually told you. Yes, I was.
Yes, and he also felt they didn't play Paul Popovich enough. He hated that idea.
Oh, God.
He bend your ear at the billy goat.
Man, that's that. You know, there's a lot of names you could apply to that. You say, who the hell was alive in 1908? You know, that's a Bob from Niles. I don't know. And note, and all those other names mean absolutely nothing to me. Mark Twain. But Geronimo, now you're talking. Now you're giving me something.
Now, I love this stat. You know, lately, Jeff in Roscoe Village has been doing work when it's come to the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
He just did this. If you figured this out, and I don't know why you would think to look for this, but Jeff, I'm glad you did. So Derrick Rose, this year, has 5 games with the following stat thresholds. 20 field goal attempts, 40% or lower field goal percentage, at least 4 three-pointers attempted, and fewer than 5 free throws attempted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
That's sort of like one of these Rose games now we talk about.
Yeah.
He has 5 of them this year. In his previous 289 games, he had a total of 6. The only person in team history with as many games containing this stat line is Jamal Crawford. That's kind of a cool little mining of the data there, isn't it?
Tells me something.
Yeah, it shows you that that's a selfish, inefficient player.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Just going to keep chucking.
Well, sometimes you think that and the numbers don't. But yeah, that's exactly what it's become. It's exactly what it's become. And still thinks it's somebody else's fault.
Correct. Everybody else just got to play harder.
Interesting.
No.
It's an interesting take on it. I'll say that for it.
Although, if our earlier caller was right, he said that he thinks that Derrick Rose just isn't going to try until the playoffs.
Right. Then in the playoffs, he's just going to turn to Derrick Rose again and destroy everything in his path.
Then just tell us. Just say so then. All right, we've got Friday Fung coming up. Here it is. Line's open. And this is not for email or texting or Twitter. This is just the phones. 312-644-6767. Ask us anything. You have the score.
Ask us anything.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
It's time to do our taxes. Boo! Which means it's time to get a refund. Yeah! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yeah! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
You listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe Lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief, real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
So, I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So, if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So, the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect.